I'm so glad that you could join me today. We're having a look at Psalm 119, and today we're in Psalm 119, verse 43, and I want to read from the New Living Translation. It says this: "Do not snatch your word of truth from me, for your regulations are my only hope." I wonder if you heard that. Let me read it again. "Do not snatch your word of truth from me, for your regulations," in other words, God's word, "are my only hope." In this section of the psalmist is reminding the Lord to continue to favor him with God's loving kindness and the salvation that he promised. That way, he'll be able to answer those who taunt him. And when we come to verse 43, which we're looking at today, the psalmist prays to the Lord not to snatch away this word of truth, because it's his only hope. You know, this is interesting for me, as there's so many aspects of the psalmist's prayer that should encourage us. I've listed 8. Here we go. Number 1, he has hidden God's word in his heart. We read that in verse 11, so that he won't sin anymore. And the word, over a period of time, has become truth to him, God's truth. He not only knows it, he actually believes it. And here again, point 2, here again, I've been encouraged by God's word, which is sealed, and yet it's constantly speaking to me in the now, to my needs and my situation. So his word is really his word of truth to me in whatever situation I face, and it's always fresh and unique. Point number 3, however, I realize nothing was safe then when it was written, nor is it safe today. And yet he calls out to God not to snatch the word away from him. He wants it to remain and abide with him. Point number 4. This is what I found the psalmist's experience. The word has been stored up in his heart. Verse 11 of Psalm 119. Secondly, an overwhelming desire for God's word. Verse 20. He's encouraged by the word of God, verse 28. He wants to know more of it, verse 29. He prays for help to obey it, verse 33. And through impartation of the word in his life, he will abandon sin in his life, verse 39. Now, point number 5. Here is the psalmist's testimony. God's word, which is eternal, is his only hope. I have to ask myself too, can I say this to the Lord? Your word is my only hope. Dare I say this? Point number 6. How can I move from where I am to total surrender and declare your word, O Lord, is my only hope? Of course, knowing the word's importance, its impact, its help, its beauty, and its time-honored promises. Point number 7. Verse 43 says, your word is my only hope. And it's not only a prayer, but it's an affirmation. It's a declaration. It's a testimony. And it's a proclamation to the heavenly powers to know the psalmist's position. Point number 8. Anything else, I hope, is of little value, except, of course, the blessed hope of the resurrection of the saints. I need to pray daily that your word, Lord, is my only hope. I cannot rely on the government, savings, finances, the economics, my friends, or even my family. I need to put my hope in you and your word. So why don't we pray this prayer at the end? Lord, come again afresh, and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, burn this truth into my heart. Father, make it a reality in my life, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I trust that you prayed this prayer and that you believe it and you gain to walk the walk of faith, believing that your only hope is in God's word. I trust that you are going to do that. Until next time, God bless.